Many people feeling close to retirement ask themselves, do I have enough?
Am I missing something?
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, we provide clarity during our complimentary, no-pressure consultation. We're independent advisors using big firm tools with a boutique-style approach.
And no crickets. We stay in touch so you're never left wondering.
At Diversified Wealth Strategies, let us show you how to capture the upside, limit the downside, and feel good inside.
Visit dwstrategies.com.
Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Okay, so Mark Cass is the Senior Vice President and Chief Content Officer for Team Lammy, and he's also the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. Good to have you here, Mark.
John, always good to be here. You know, there's nothing going on in the news. So
let's stick with this for a second, Julia. I want to ask you your take on this, because you and I, full disclosure, played pickleball with Joel Brennan and a group of guys yesterday.
We did.
And we were with him for a couple of hours, and in casual conversation, hey, how's the campaign going?
Right,
like we all talk about our jobs. I don't think he had any idea yesterday that this was coming. Do you?
I don't think so. I think there's been some inklings, as I was just saying to you, about she made this announcement about a big campaign buy with all these ads, but yet I haven't seen an ad, have you?
No, none.
So I think the other candidates were seeing that and saying, well, wait, if you're going to spend $1 million, that's a lot of money on this. Somebody should have seen ads.
Yeah, the whole thing is very, very odd.
It's, timing-wise, and, again, if I'm on the Republican side, I'm doing a happy dance today.
Oh.
That's the people who should be happy.
You're absolutely right. I think Tom Tiffany is probably just,
I'm not sure if he can get excited, but if he is, he's really excited today.
That's Mark Cass that said that.
Hey, just a thought.
You're usually not very funny. That was funny.
Wow.
All right, let's talk sports for a second here. I can't believe what happened this past weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, they needed to win one game to get to 60.
That's never happened. That was sad in a way, but also I'm okay with it because look at their record. I mean, they had a great first half. You're always going to have ups and downs. They had a long a long road trip. I guess excitement about the team, where they're at. I don't mind that they held out Miz yesterday. I'd rather have Miz in October than obviously winning a game in July. So I don't have a problem with the way they with that. I think there's some things you're a little kind of nervous about. There's some of their hitting, some other things that are going on.
Yelich got to get going.
But 59 wins in the first half, other than LA, which is a problem, of course, because they have to beat LA to get to the World Series. Pretty good record. I think overall great first half. I've been saying on and off the field, good attendance, really good attendance out at the stadium right now. And just think what happens in Milwaukee. If you're winning, it's going to fill up. So they will have a great second half of the season at the gate. They'll have a lot of full houses. They have a lot of good games coming up over the next few months. So it's shaping up again for another great August.
So you guys know what nobody's talking about is the Dodgers also got swept this past weekend at home.
Oh, at home. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, they got swept at home.
Yeah, because they had 61 wins, which again is they both had great first halves. There's no doubt. What still has to make you a little nervous is one-on-one against L.A. Is there enough on the mound to win? I mean, Miz has been fantastic. But after that, do they have three great starters to win like obviously LA does?
So what we're hearing is that he has a tired arm. Mm. First off, what does that mean? Second off, this would be his second All-Star in Philly. Is he still going to go to the All-Star?
He's there. I saw photos of him already.
They're doing
all the media stuff, doing that. Oh, yeah, he's there, and he gets to be part of it. He just won't pitch tomorrow night. That's all, which, I'm okay with because I'd rather have him throw in August and September and October. I think him being there and getting the recognition he deserves for, an amazing first half, I think is a key. So
I'm nervous. I'm nervous for his situation. Yeah. I hope it's just a little tired. Yeah.
Young arm, I think they're being very smart in terms of the number of innings he's pitched. I just think they're being smart with him. I'm not nervous yet. I think if he ends up on the IL for a couple of weeks or something like that, then I get more nervous. Right now, if he just misses a start or two, I'm not that nervous.
All right, so let's stick with Miz for a second. You had an incredible event at the Hall of Fame, and there were a lot of really cool people. There, Murphy was there, Bonnie Blair was there. I wanted to ask you about Ryan Braun, who was there. Could Ryan Braun, do you believe, hit a Miz fastball?
I asked that question because you know me. I'm going to ask questions like that. A great conversation with Ryan. He was so nice. He was so humble. Had a wonderful talk with him and asked him that question. And he was very blunt because Ryan, he likes himself. It's very
good. Confident.
He said the way he even moves. It's like he's so graceful, isn't he?
Swag. Ryan said, sure, he could hit him probably one or two times out of ten, but one out of two times out of ten is going to be a home run.
So he was very,
that's what he said. So he said, 105.5, that's fast, but if I get him, it's going out.
Well, that's
so
true.
I did love the fact that he said, I can't hit him every time, but if I do, it's going out.
So who's the next guy going in the Hall of Fame?
His name is not going to be John McCure. So that was
you got that right. So let me ask it this way: do you you won't tell us who it is,
right.
But do you know who it is?
No,
is this
not
a
yet.
Constant process?
No,
how does this evolve?
There's three or four players I would say that we talk to every year, try to work out schedules and kind of work around what they're doing to make our dates work. But yeah, there's like three or four people, and it's probably not going to be a surprise to who some of them are. Would I like to put obviously somebody like Watt in the Hall of Fame, kind of J.J. Watt. He wants to do it. It just hasn't worked for his schedule. Well, you know, I mean, he wants to. He's very, very. So, yeah, I mean, there are certain players who are not going to surprise you.
Interesting.
So, but, you know, we just have to make the class mix. I mean, this year's class was so cool. It's because you had a Packer. You had a Packer CEO who everyone loved. You had Ryan Braun. You had a soccer coach who coached in the World Cup. And you had the first adaptive sports player to actually be in the Hall of Fame. And then we had a couple Olympic legends there to get our Wisconsin Athletes of the Year award, which is, I mean, the coolest thing, I don't know if you saw it, John, is that we had a photo of Jordan Stolz with all three of his medals. We had a photo of Carolyn Harvey with her medal, and then Bonnie Blair with only one of her six medals, all in one photo. There were five medals in one photo. It was the coolest thing ever. But the coolest thing was also seeing Bonnie wanting to hold the medals of Jordan and Carolyn and the weight difference between the two.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was a 98 one she had. Not very light. The one from 26, really heavy.
Interesting.
Very heavy. Much different.
Mark Cass is the Senior Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for Team Lammy. He's also the guy in charge of the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, which is really cool. You ought to check that out. You ought to walk through there. Mark, thank you so much for being with us.
Always good to be here, guys.